You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Ihumal tells a story BFM has been following since its inception with the Soul Movement, a campaign founded by the Tangata Whenua to protect and conserve the land of Ihumaltau from Fletcher's Building Limited. They have plans to build a high-cost housing development there. Now things have taken another step with Fletcher's announcing they will close the Quarry Road and begin development work. However, at the start of this week, protesters have blocked the road and are prepared to stay for as long as they have to. Police are prepared to clear the protesters, having notified them via requests of Fletcher's. Fletcher's Building say the group is illegally blocking the road, preventing the company from starting construction of the 480 houses. Fletcher's were unfortunately unable to comment at this time. Maybe that's an interview for next time. But I did get back in touch with Pānga Newton, the young activist who started the petition and the campaign, to see how their progress has been. Here's Pānga speaking on site in Ihumaltau.
Over the past couple of weeks, we've just been continuing our peaceful presence here on the whenua. There was an intention by Fletcher's to close the road, so our eyes have been sharper than usual, but we are still here just maintaining our peaceful presence. We've had a lot of activities over the last couple of days, including preparing planter boxes for winter, our salsa classes, Zumba, and so on. And yeah, so there's been an increase or an influx of kaitiaki over the past couple of days, which has been really nice in order for some of those who have been on the ground longer to have a bit of a break.
I see. So in these past few weeks, Fletcher's, they are now trying to move ahead and remove the protesters with police force, I believe. So what have Fletcher's done so far at the Stonefields? Have there been anything on their line? What's kind of their involvement that you're seeing at this stage?
I haven't seen any involvement by Fletcher's here on the whenua. There's not been any contractors who have come through. No Fletcher employees or representatives, and so not much by Fletcher's at the moment, other than them having an intention to close the road, but upon investigation they hadn't met the requirements of lodging a safety management plan, so they could not actually close the road until that has been lodged.
I see.
Also they cut the power here down at Kaitiaki Village.
Okay.
And so, we have a meeting with the police on Monday when they came down to check out our activities for the day. And, so far has been very positive and productive.
Oh, I'm glad to hear. So the Soul Movement campaign, you've always been at the front for the protection and the conservation of Ihumaltau, and you just spoke briefly then about some of the initiatives and activities that you have going on. Now that we're in the crux here, has the campaign shifted towards restoring Ihumaltau to the people, challenging Fletcher's, trying to make sure that that you stay on the land, or are you still trying to engage with the Tangata Whenua and bring the people to the Stonefields, raising awareness? What's kind of the case with that?
This campaign was started by me and my six cousins who are leading the Soul campaign, and we all whakapapa here to the whenua. We all hold, mana whenua status or our tangata whenua.
Yes.
And so, we've always engaged with our whānau and always been open and transparent with our marae and the different iwi. And we've always been open to anybody who's wanted to come and learn about what we're doing and come and get involved. And so, we just continue on with that dialogue and being inclusive and, being open to all sorts of dialogue. It's been very positive over the past few years. Recently, our marae came out and made the statement that they, oppose the development as they always have. And so, that's been very positive. And, it's very much in line with what our whānau want and vision for our campaign.
Well, once again, glad to hear that. And it's also really nice to hear about, stocking up on the winter and doing some salsa classes over the next few weeks. Could you tell me a little bit more about what is the plan for Ihumaltau over the next few weeks, even months now, as we're starting to head into winter? Of course, it's getting a bit colder. What's kind of the plan for the people and the Tangata Whenua on the Stonefields?
Yeah, at this time we don't have much of a plan. Our long-term strategy is to maintain a peaceful presence on the whenua in order to prevent any sort of threat to this land. And I guess we just take it day by day.
Yeah.
Here on the whenua. So, yeah, we don't know what's around the corner, but we know that we are committed and passionate about protecting this land.
So what should we encourage people all around Aotearoa and also in Auckland to do when it comes to Humautau and protecting these stone fields?
First and foremost, we encourage them to come down to the whenua and learn about the history and feel for themselves, you know, the beauty that this land holds. And then secondly, do a bit of research, and perhaps they might be encouraged to write a letter to Jacinda or their local MP or councillor in support of our campaign. And of course, yeah, just raising as much awareness as they can. If they can come and support the campaign on, you know, the peaceful front lines here, then we encourage them to, and we are most welcome for them to come.
I see. I'll just have one last question here, Panya, and it's just addressing what Fletcher's is going ahead with in these recent decisions and with the police. Are there any words that you would have for Fletcher's building and what they're doing to the land in Humautau?
Yeah, over the years I've had a number of meetings with Fletcher's, and I've always maintained that now they need to reconsider what they're doing here in Humautau and the impact that it will have on the people that are connected to this land, and the hope that, you know, we might be able to change their hearts and their minds about this development. I guess for now that is about it, but if, I guess, if there was one thing that we want to say to our supporters is that they continue to follow our campaign and keep an eye on our Facebook and our website for any future updates, and that, you know, we welcome them to the whenua.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.